USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. As a huge crowd at the hangar wearing red MAGA hats shouts, four more years. Pennsylvania State President Trump won in 2016 by only 1%. The economy improving in Pennsylvania in the past 2 years, with manufacturing jobs back and unemployment down. Here's the president.
The United States added 263,000 jobs just last month, far exceeding any expectations. And since the election, we've created nearly 6 million new jobs. Now, if I would have ever said that to the fake news media, look at how many back there. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 84 points to close at 25,679, the NASDAQ down almost 114 points, and the S&P 500 down 19 points. Staying with the economy now, gas prices down for another week in a row as we head into prime driving season with Memorial Day weekend upcoming. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. There's also concern over what impact a trade war with China will have on the U.S. economy. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ford restructuring. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Ford announcing on Monday morning it's laying off about 7,000 white-collar workers, or about 10% of its global workforce. About 2,400 of those jobs are in North America. The company says it's part of a restructuring plan that will save the number two automaker about $600 million a year.
One Republican congressman says President Trump should be impeached. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Justin Amash became the first Republican to say he believes that President Trump engaged as what he describes as impeachable conduct. Now, regarding those comments, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News,
"Well, Justin's a friend, but Justin's wrong on this, clearly, and the way he did this is all wrong as well. I mean, the reality is there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, so that's check one. Number two, the obstruction charge. To have the obstruction, you really need the predicate crime or the underlying crime. Well, there was no underlying crime, so he wasn't obstructing. And I will just tell you, Sandra, when he says that few people have read this in Congress, I'm amazed at that, because everybody I know who's even talking about this publicly and in private to me about this, we have all read the report. We've compared notes. We've tried to interpret what we think are strong points or weak points. We've all read the report, so I was kind of floored by Justin's conclusions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.